السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're going to record now. We started recording, and then we're going to go over the grammar of sentences. Okay? If you look at the very, very last page, which is page number 4, it's in the very bottom. It says that if we have a noun sentence, then it is مبتدأ and خبر. If you have a noun sentence, the thing that I've written in the very bottom, then we have مبتدأ and خبر, if it's a noun sentence. Okay? So noun, so we can say sentence. Sentence. Did I spell sentence right? This is C. Okay. So, sentences. They divided according to this table that you're looking at. They divided into what? Yeah, so noun sentence and verb sentence. Noun sentence has two components. I'm going to put the arrow on the top so that you know which we're going left to right or right to left. Okay? So that's مبتدأ. That's مبتدأ. And that's خبر. So the مبتدأ is what?
The subject.
Subject. And what is the grammar default case? خبر. Read the table.
مرفوع.
So that's مرفوع. And what is the khabar?
Predicate.
Yes, which is?
Marfu.
Marfu. Very good. So now the verb sentence, okay, are coming from the default case. Again, the default case is verb, which is fa'l, plus فاعل plus مفعول به. So, what's the translation of فاعل? There's a verb, right? You can always go to page number 1 for vocab. Okay? So, فاعل. How about فاعل?
Subject.
Subject. How about مفعول به? That's right. So, what is the فعل grammar? Yeah, it depends. If it's past, then if it's past, it's what? مبني على الفتح. Yes. So it is always فتح. Always fatha. How about if it's present? Present is marfu. And the future? Future is what?
Marfu.
Okay. How about the فاعل? default case. No. Mark 4, that's right. How about Maf'ul would be Mansub. Perfect. Sometimes in the verb sentence, sometimes is we get fi'l plus maf'ul bihi and we get plus fi'l. فاعل. Okay, so sometimes مفعول به and فاعل switch places. How do I figure out if they switch places?
One of them is مفعول به is مفعول.
Yes. ما شاء الله. So it depends on the structure of the sentence. You can find out if this is marfu', then this is mansub, then this is the fa'il, and this is maf'ul bih. Same thing here. If this is marfu' and this is mansub, then you know it's fa'il and maf'ul bih. You got this part right? And, okay, according to the table in page 2, What is from the bottom, singular? What is the marfu' for singular?
You are not an eighth grade student, is it? You guys are an eighth grade student or eighth grade? You're an eighth grade too? Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So she can go actually there, attend there. Okay. You can also stay there if you want.
Okay.
You want to? Yeah. Okay. Tell me.
Can you lend him your this sheet?
Yeah.
Okay. So from table number, page number 2. Singular. What's the, you know, what is the mark? Can you come here? When I want to find out what is the mark or the sign of marfu', singular, so you put one finger here, which is singular, and you put one finger here, which is marfu', the, and then what?
Dhamma.
Okay. So if it is double and marfu', then it's what?
Alif.
Plural, if it's regular, male, regular, female. So, regular male.
It's wow.
Regular male.
Marfu'.
Wow. Okay. Regular female. It's what?
Dhamma.
Marfu'. And then Dhamma. That's right. Okay. So, how about regular female? Marfu' is what?
Dhamma.
And Mansub and Majroor is what?
Kasra.
So you know now how to read this table?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we know all of these rules. Okay, so see page 2. In the handouts. Page 2 in the handset. Okay. Let's now apply this after we take a picture. So now let's take an example. Let's take an example. Let's say akala. This word goes from here, from right to left. Akala Muhammad at-tuffaha. Okay. Let's start with akala. What's the meaning of akala?
Eight.
And what's the meaning of tuffaha?
Apple.
Apple, that's right. So, knowing that, the verb is akala, right? Mm-hmm. Who does the verb? Who makes the akala? Muhammad. And what did he eat?
An apple.
Tuffaha. Okay. So akala is past. Is best tense verb. So akala is best tense verb. Best tense verb. It's akala. Okay. The best tense. Okay. The best tense. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the past tense here? Point to it. Mm-hmm. That's right. So what is it? That's right. If we make it present time by saying yakul, mm-hmm, instead of akala, then what would be the sign of marfu'?
Fa'al mudari'
بالضمة. That's right. فعل مضارع مرفوع بالضمة. So this is the past tense verb. Okay. So this is أك. These are أكل ألف and ك. They have nothing to do with the grammar. These. Okay. This is just the word. Is this is how we pronounce the word. But here at the very end, which is done in blue, here is مبني ألف. So we have akala. Akala. Then Muhammad has tashkil that has nothing to do with the grammar first. So we do this tashkil first, which is Muhammad. Okay. Now the tashkil we have to do in the grammar at the very end. What is it? Muhammad is a singular name.
Mm-hmm.
So we go back to this and we do singular. What is singular? Singular? Singular name. So the Dhamma. So we add Dhamma. How about the tuffaha, apple? I'm going to put the marks that have nothing to do with the grammar. Okay? At-tuffahata. Why is it mansub?
Because it's
mafoul bihi. Mafoul bihi, that's right. So, this one is fa'il marfu' bid-dhamma. This one is fa'il marfu' bid-dhamma. لأنه اسم لأنه اسم مفرد. This is مبني على الفتح لأنه فعل ماضي. In the prayer hall, doing a presentation.
Oh, the presentation.
You can go attend the presentation.
That's fine. Wait, he's allowed to go too. It's just about the real world events.
What age you are?
I'm
in the Islamic
here.
Studies?
I'm a seventh grader, but
Do you want to go or to continue?
I don't know. Okay.
Frick for us, come on! No, it's a presentation. It's a care presentation. They're presenting to you.